Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody. 109-103. Bucks win. Bucks tied up the series. You know that. That's why you're here. I'm on no sleep. No sleep! How can anyone sleep after that night? The Bucks on the brink of really elimination. I'll tell you, had they lost the game last night, and they did not, by the way, if you don't follow sports, but you enjoy this show, and you're wondering about the continuity or what's canon, the Bucks won last night, 109-103, in a game where, actually, if I could, Toby, if you could man the controls for, I know we just started, but I gotta go tinkle. I gotta go tinkle. I do that real quick. Giannis, gotta tinkle. That's the two games in a row he has gotten so hyped up. I thought after game three when this happened, because he came out early in game three and he did it again in game four, you thought, is his conditioning bad? Or you know, more realistically, is he just like, he's hyped himself up for the moment and he just needs to catch his breath, which I guess is kind of true. He had to pee. He said tinkle, but he had to pee. It's the NBA Finals. He starts playing for 3 minutes and then he had to go pee. So he went and peed. He came back. He helped the Bucks win. He had 26 last night, 11 of 19. But it wasn't like something looked a little off. And you hate to say that because, again, he's a beast. And he had, like, legendary dunks. And, oh, he maybe had the greatest block of all time. You know, I think you think of LeBron's right away in the finals a few years ago. And then you think of what Giannis was able to do on DeAndre Ayton last night in some crucial minutes. So he did look off, but he also was still superhuman. It's just Giannis 100% right now is so, it's so superhuman. It's just unbelievable. But it was Chris Middleton's night. 40 points. 40 points. Bucks did not get their 40 from Giannis, but they got it from Chris. That's three games in a row with a 40-point scorer in the NBA Finals for a team. That has not happened since Michael Jordan did it in 93 against the Suns. So he did it himself for the Bulls. The Bucks had two guys do it, but a 40-point night, a 40-point night, and a 40-point night. He was matched on the other side from Devin Booker, who had a 42-point night, despite being in foul trouble, despite probably, he should have been kicked out of that game twice. He hugged Drew Holiday at one point, stayed in the game because they didn't call it. I mean, it's just so egregious. The ref afterwards said he thought he saw an arm swipe. Devin Booker literally jumped in the air and hugged Drew Holiday back to the ground. And he did not, on a breakaway. And he didn't get called for a sixth foul. And then there should have been another foul against him. Middleton should have had an and one. And they didn't call that either. But he had his 42, matched by Middleton, trading buckets with his 40. 15 of 33. 33 shots from Middleton last night. 3 of 8 from the three-point line. I thought he should have taken more. There was a stretch where I just, it's all I wanted was Middleton threes. Bucks, you know, they might have scored, they might have not have, but I just thought your best shot to come back and win this game was Middleton threes, because the Bucks, they had to claw back, you know, throughout. The Suns had a better first quarter. The Suns played better in the second quarter, yet the Bucks somehow tied it. It was tied at halftime. Suns come back out to a lead. Bucks try to chip back. Suns extend it to 7 again. Bucks try to chip back. The Suns just could not get the Bucks. They couldn't push them away. One major stat that I was not, I mean, I knew that the Suns were having turnovers, and maybe you guys haven't seen the stat. They had 17 turnovers to the Bucks 5. The Suns turned the ball over 17 times last night. Some unforced errors, stepping on the line when catching a pass. Chris Paul was a turnover machine. This is his worst turnover stretch since I think 2012 in the playoffs. He has struggled with the turnovers. So, I mean, the Bucks, that's where they won. Monty Williams said it after the game. We shot, as a team, 50%, but they had 19 more possessions than us. The Bucks shot 40%. They shot 24% from three, and they won. You look at game two, I think you look back at game two and think, that's probably a game the Bucks could have won. They've been a little better at the rim, been a little more focused. This is a game the Suns, like, they did win. They won it. But then they did not. They gave it away. Whether they gave it away or it slipped away or they handed it over or whatever, the Suns got on that plane last night and they know they should be up 3-1 with a chance to win the NBA Finals in Phoenix on Saturday night. But the Bucks, their resiliency, Chris Middleton was not going to let them go. And this is what Chris Middleton is, guys. We all thought there'd be a Chris Middleton game. I said 50. He had 40. I'm going to say that's a W for me. We all know what Chris Middleton is. He's going to have some nights where he's not great, but when you need him, he will be there. That was true against the Heat. That was true against the Nets. That was true against the Hawks. It's been true against the Phoenix Suns. 109 to 103, the final. I'm having a great time during these playoffs. I've got a lot to say. One of my favorite things is I get to say it to and with you. So let's hear from you guys. It's 2-2. This is what they needed to do. They needed to, when they were down 2-0, they needed to come home and just make it a three-game series again. Same thing they had to do against Brooklyn. Yes, the Suns would have 2 of 3 in their building. But when you're down 2-0, you got to tie it up and make it a three-game series. So the Bucks and the Suns have a best of three now. And the winner will be crowned the NBA champion. Yeah, the Suns won 2 at home. So did the Bucks. Really, we're just right back to square one. I'm not going to say these games don't matter, but the fact is we have a new series. The Bucks and Suns played 4 games. They tied them. We have 3 games to settle who's going to be the NBA champion. And the way the Bucks have been playing, their resiliency, it's just they've gone through too much for this team to end as the runners-up. Just everything, the story, the last 8 years of Middleton and Giannis, these playoffs alone, this season, their bubble struggles a year ago, the Raptors series 2 years ago. It just feels like everything's been building to this point. They've just gone through too much. Now they got to get it done and prove that narrative to finish off the storyline. Skyler's on the north side. We'll start with him. 414-799-1250. Sky, good morning, Sky.
Hey, good freaking morning, man. Oh, man, it's great to wake up knowing that we tied it up 2-2. I like our chances now. I think our momentum is building. I think we're going to go in game 5 and still win. But I wanted to know, did y'all notice something? Did y'all notice Chris? It was just me, but did y'all know Chris Paul was had his hands on his knees in the first quarter?
Yeah, Chris, something seemed off with him, too, last night.
See, I think he I think he just worn out. I think he worn out. I think his age catching up to him, and I think he's playing too much. He ain't used to playing this long, and I think he wearing out. And with that being said, I think the Bucks need to expose that, because them turnovers weren't just because he just had a bad game. I think he wearing out. Slowly wearing out.
Well, I was hoping so. There was a time in the first quarter, I think end of the first quarter, where I realized, you know, Chris Paul hasn't been out there for like 5 minutes, it felt like. The thing I will say to his credit is when Devin Booker went out for an extended time because he had foul trouble, well, then all of a sudden Chris Paul was totally healthy again. So if it is a stamina thing, he was able to dig deep when he needed to, although some of those turnovers late, that was Chris Paul, and that could have been, Skyler, maybe some fatigue you're talking about.
Yeah, I think he's fatigued, man. We gotta figure out a way to expose that. And I'm glad. I'm gonna say this because I was on Coach Bud's case, but you know what? He didn't challenge it, and I guess he saved us the grief, because I think he did hit his hand a little bit. I saw that he hit his hand, and the referee was gone. They wasn't gonna overturn it just for that little hand he hit. So I guess Coach Bud, he didn't challenge it. I was pissed though, but he didn't challenge it, and I guess he saved us some grief. So. I want to give a Coach Bud apology for that, because I was pissed, man. But you know it is what it is. Let's go Bucks. Let's get this championship so we can tear this mud up, man. Sky.
Huh? We are so close, dude.
I know.
It's hard not to take your brain there. We are so close. So close. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Yep, bye.
God, I mean, we are so close. We are so close. I just won my title. We are right there. Right there! I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer. Toby, how about that last night? Our guy Chris Middleton coming through with a 40 spot.
Yeah, I mean, I was not nearly as confident in Chris Middleton as you were, saying 50. I thought he'd score high 20s, low 30s, but coming out and scoring 40, I mean, that's what you want out of Chris Middleton, right? A night where Giannis didn't look like he really had it. Giannis, you know, still goes for 26, shows how good he is. But a night where Giannis didn't seem like he was as dominant, he wasn't able to take over the game like he did in games 2 and games 3, but instead, Chris Middleton down the stretch just did it himself, just taking it on himself. Giannis obviously with the big block to finish it. That was awesome. Just a great experience to see that win last night. I can't even imagine what it was like to be there last night.
Yeah, I was looking for tickets. They're pricey. And I think game 6 is going to be maybe more pricey. I'm trying to think, like, they would have been pricey. And we're talking close to a G. And right now, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm glad I didn't go. It was still too expensive. There will be many days when I wake up and think, that would have been worth a grand to be at. Barty, you screwed up. You screwed up, Barty. Visa credit card debt is calling your name. But you screwed up. Teddy's in Waukesha, 799-1250. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Go Pubs. Morning, Bart. Got 3 hours of sleep, and I'm in manufacturing and up and at 'em and working.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but hey.
Because I got 4 hours of sleep? But I'm in radio. I just have to talk. I can BS my way till 10 o'clock. You got, like, heavy machinery you're working with?
Yeah, I'm making baler parts for John Deere. I make John Deere rig.
Are you awake enough?
I'm awake. 5-hour energy is my fuel, and the Milwaukee Bucks are my fuel. I have 4-10s, so I have tomorrow off. I have 3-day weekend.
Okay, so all right. Well, that's good.
This is why I choose to do this, not only for to have the purpose and the work ethic like my Milwaukee Bucks do. Bart, you're the 1A, you're the Giannis. And then can I be your, or you're the Batman, can I be the Robin to our Milwaukee Bucks, man? I'm just so happy, elated. I'm watching that game, the turnovers, the discrepancy, again, I agree with you. I think Phoenix gave that away. But, hey, we'll take it, right? It's kind of like the Brooklyn series. They want to say, did we earn that? Maybe, yes. It's the ebb and flows, as you say, Bart, right? The roller coasters of each series, and you take them as they come. And, Bart, when I mentioned the Batman to Robin analogy, I was talking about passionate fans, our 1250 fans. You're the 1A. You're the Giannis. You're the most passionate sports fan in Wisconsin, they say. So out of your callers and listeners, who are in your top three or top four or top five? And then my last question before I go, Bart, is you just talked about it before I hopped on, is I looked at Ticketmaster. I think up in the 200s, I see $750. I got to buy those now, right, Bart, because they're going to get more expensive as they get closer to game six tip-off, correct?
I would think so. I don't know. They didn't really move. I was monitoring the prices all weekend. They didn't really move.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna put it on the old credit card and pay it off in time because it's worth it. So whatever that steep price is, I want to be in that building and experience it because I am waiting my whole life for this. So thank you to the Milwaukee Bucks. Get your rest. Right, Bart? Get rested up and then get locked in and get focused and go take the bail and go Bucks.
Teddy, I need you to be safe at work today, buddy.
Oh, Bart, I will be. I'll be sitting down. I'll be running a punch press a little bit, and I'll be sitting down.
Okay.
I'll be all right. I'm good. I got my coworkers, and life is good. Life is currently good, and life is good. The ebb and flow, the roller coaster, Bart. We enjoy the ride.
All right, Teddy. Thanks, buddy.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Go, Bucks.
Good morning, Teddy. Teddy. Wow. You think that guy knows my name or not? I think he might. My most passionate callers. You don't make me do that, Ted. I'll put you in top three though for going to work with heavy equipment and having no sleep to do it. We market me as a passionate sports fan. I think that lady says it. The most passionate sports fan. I am merely your vessel. I am your vessel. What I am is I bring in all of your passion and I exude it over the airwaves. That's what I am. I'm also going to be like bone crushed if they lose this series. And if they win, I will be on cloud 15, not even 9. I'll be on cloud 15 forever. You know what I did like 3 or 4 times last night after they won? I went back and watched the last 4 minutes over and over and over, starting with Pat Connaughton's 3, which was massive. And so why don't we just take 60 seconds and relive how the Bucks somehow pulled off this game last night?
You got numbers. Giannis kicks it out. Connaughton for 3. Bang! Pat Connaughton from downtown! And the Bucks go up by 2. Exactly. It's only the 13th foul. Middleton finding some space. Jump shot is good. Middleton ties the game. He's got 32. Keep it simple. It's off of the screen and roll of Giannis and Middleton. Put the ball in the hands of your two best players and let them make the decision. Now Booker with Tucker on him. Throws it up for Ayton. Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. What a block from Giannis. Middleton fakes. Now dribbles. Foul line jumper shot. It's good. Middleton nails another. Bucks up 2. Chris Paul falls down and lost the ball.
And you've got numbers right now if you're the Bucks.
Holiday. Middleton inside. He banks it home.
All right, Mike Breen is the best, the absolute best. My God.
Incredible.
He's so good.
You can feel all the energy coming out of every person in that building through Mike Breen's voice.
So he gave Pat Connaughton a bang. His block of Ayton, it wasn't blocked by James. It wasn't like, that great. But it was great. And the block, though, I mean, I'm going to talk about Mike Breen. Let's talk about Giannis. Giannis is, like, switched on to Booker. Booker floats it up. When Booker makes the pass to Ayton, Giannis is on Booker. And then the ball goes to Ayton, who is going to lob it in for a dunk. And this is DeAndre Ayton's specialty. And somehow Giannis, it would take a normal human 6 steps. He did it in 1. And he blocks the ball. I mean, it's just incredible. And nobody can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure when he knocked the ball out of Ayton's hands, that was like the top of the square. How do you get that high? And how do you do it while recovering after guarding Booker? Giannis, what an incredible play. That's going to go down, hopefully immortalized with a championship, and that's got to go down there with LeBron's block as the two greatest blocks in finals history.
Just the way that he says, this is the one that stood out to me when we just played that, is the Chris Paul turnover. I mean, these are just words in the English language, but the way Mike Breen perfectly says every word here on the Paul turnover to the Middleton basket to the building and shaking, I mean that's a gift.
Chris Paul falls down and lost the ball.
And you've got numbers right now if you're the Bucks.
Holiday, Middleton, inside, he banks it home.
All right, Mark Jackson had to get in the way there. You know, two broadcast notes I want to make since we are celebrating the ABC broadcast of Mike Breen. Two things I want to make. One, Van Gundy and Mark Jackson need to cool it with this free throw thing. They kept bringing it up again. They talk about this thing incessantly. I mean, nobody cares. Stop trying to make it a thing, okay? Secondly, there was one point in the game where Van Gundy described something. And it was coach speak. So Van Gundy was like, oh, you know, he did the box shuffle. You know, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. But he said something coach speak where if you're an average viewer, maybe you don't know. If you're an NBA or if you're any coach or you've played the sport, you totally know what he's saying. And then Mark Jackson's like, and for those of you that, you know, to keep it simple. And then he like said it more confusingly. So I mean, the three of them, they make it's been the soundtrack to the finals, so they have the big game feel. It's just it's Mike Breen carrying those two for sure. Mike the Painter, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, this guy was confident in the Bucks. You were confident in Chris, weren't you, yesterday?
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Yes, I was really confident in Chris Middleton yesterday. I said he was going to end up with 38, and he ended up with 40. You know, and
not bad. Not as good as what I predicted. I predicted he would go 15 of 33 with 6 defensive rebounds and 2 steals and 40 points. So I actually, hit the nail on the head. Yeah,
Sparky said you said 50.
I did. I actually did say 50 at one point. Yeah. But I don't know if I'm not sure I believed that.
Right. I believed that he was going to have a big night. And I said Booker and him were going to have a shootout. And that's what happened. And that was just one of the best games I've ever watched. I was on the edge of my seat. So the whole fourth, oh, man, it was just, wow. Just some plays after plays after plays. Every one of the guys that were on the floor for us had some part in that pulling away at the end there. You know, it's just that's such a team effort to get that win.
Even Jeff Teague?
Yeah. Was he on the court in the last couple minutes? I don't think so.
No, okay, so you're just saying last couple minutes.
The last few minutes of the game that once Pat drilled that three and we started pulling away and playing defense, and yeah, that was a magnificent game. And you know, I don't want to get into a whole bad stuff, but I just don't get why they get into that ISO ball with Giannis up at the top of the key in the beginning of the game. You know, I know they're walling you off and everything, but That one, it just baffles me. Like, playing stupid ball in the beginning of the game, and it probably could have been a better outcome in the first half. But
I don't want to get into bad stuff either, yeah. But Drew Holiday was 4 of 20.
Yeah, but he played some defensive minutes, and I can understand how hard he was playing on the defensive end. That kind of does take away your legs on some shots here and there. But, yeah, we needed him too, though. He contributed, and without him and his defensive play on Chris Paul, we wouldn't be there.
So I started assembling more chairs for Wisconsin Avenue. Are you with me?
I'm down with that. I told you. I'll go down there, and you pick that spot, and I'll go down there at during game six. So, as we, game five, I'll go rope it off. I got some caution tape in my truck, and I'll go and put it down there.
Because right now I got a lot of people saying that they will put chairs down there with me, but I don't know. We gotta like get some action. So do I just start setting up chairs and hope people follow? Do I set a date and time? Hey, bring a chair down here.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to need it.
Let's meet up at the show, and somebody put the chairs in their vehicle and go down there and start setting them up. You know, set a date, and we'll come meet up at the show at the studio, and we'll all throw our chairs together. And
so meet at the studio and have like a little procession down to Wisconsin Avenue?
Sure, why not?
I also need somebody to, I'm going to need, because I'll bring a couple chairs.
I got two that I can bring.
Okay. Now, you have to remember, these may get stolen.
Yeah, like I said, I got two that I can bring.
Okay, and then I need somebody to have the chain, because we're going to chain them all together. And then I need...
I got a lock. I got a bike lock for some ladders that I can use, but we'll still need a chain. We can actually... You know what? I'll go to Ace, and I'll pick something up that we can use to wrap 30 or 40 chairs in.
Yeah, Ace is the place.
Ace is the place.
And then I need somebody else to be the confrontation guy, because I don't want to, like, if we start putting chairs and someone comes and asks us questions, whether it's with the city or the police or just like a normal dude. I don't want to be that guy. I want somebody to.
I can be that guy because, you know, I handle customers all the time, and, you know, I can handle unruly customers and good customers. So I know how to be professional.
Okay. So I'm the project manager in this, but you're my lead guy.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Let's get it going, Bart.
All right. Still got to work out some details, but you're there.
I'm there.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You guys have a great one. Talk to you later, Bart and Toby.
There you go. You too. Mike the Painter.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, I'm trying to reserve a spot on Wisconsin Avenue for the parade, and I've been saying this since down 2-0 because I do believe the Bucks will win the series. Had they lost last night, I would probably come on here. Yeah, I was thinking about this. Had they lost last night, man, I still think they could. I don't know, though. Winning three in a row, that would be tough. This game was so important last night. That's why it was so important. Was it a must win? I think everybody did that question. Was it a must win? I mean, no, a must win is you got to win or you're done. But if the Bucks didn't win last night, would they theoretically be done? Down 3-1 going back to Phoenix? That's why that game was so important. That's why the way that it went may have actually helped the Bucks. Now, can you take anything from these four games and say, now here's what's going to happen in game five? Probably not. The Suns played better at home than they did in Milwaukee and almost vice versa with the Bucks. So do you expect the Bucks to ride the momentum in the next game? Or do you think that the Suns are going to revert back to how they were in game one and game two? We'll have to find out. We'll find out Saturday night. But if they lost that game last night, I mean, the way that it went, where it looked like the Suns had it and then they gave it away and then they had to deal with that on the plane ride back, I mean, that can either galvanize a team or it can completely demoralize them. And hoping it's the latter here, as the Bucks and Suns are all tied up at 2 apiece. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. All of your guys' thoughts on the game. We'll take a look at just how impactful everybody was. the Bucks shortened their rotation again. Some guys were on the floor and did absolutely nothing. Some guys were on the floor and deserve apologies. We'll get into those coming up. I'm Bart. That is Toby. 414-799-1250.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul kicks it back out. Pass deflected and stolen. 3-on-1 for the Bucks. Holiday fouled by Booker. They didn't call it. Antetokounmpo banks it home. That would have been his sixth foul.
How do you not call that foul?
And if you're Devin Booker, how are you about to take that foul?
You're better off just letting him have the layup. The crowd upset. The Bucks upset. Booker's still in the game, and it's a one-point lead for Phoenix.
Bucks do win the game last night. As you know, 109-103. The NBA Finals are tied at 2 apiece. I'm Bart Winkler here on The Fan. That's Toby Altizer. We are live inside the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. That was absurd. The ref afterwards, I saw the pool report. He said it was something about an arm sweep. From his vantage point, he didn't see. I mean, that's a lie. He didn't see that Booker grabbed the dude. Booker grabbed Holiday with the intent of fouling. Now, Booker shouldn't have done that. He had five fouls. What are you thinking? And Giannis picked it up, and they got the bucket anyway, but you'd rather take the bucket off the board and give that foul on Booker so that he could have his sixth foul. It ended up working out. I think when Booker was not ejected with his sixth foul, I think we all thought that, all right, well, this guy's going to make the game winner. I mean, that's just how it goes. But what did I tell you? What have I been telling you about this curse? We're plowing through it. If there was a Wisconsin sports curse, if we didn't break it, Booker hits a game-winning shot last night, and we always point, we add the Booker non-foul call to the everything. Fail Mary and Justice Winslow's finger and how the Bucks got screwed in 2001 and more Seattle garbage. We add it all to the list. But not yet. And don't try to tell me, oh, the curse is waiting in the weeds. We are so far past the curse. We're in the GD NBA Finals. We are tied 2-2. This team was down 2-0. Man, this team has gone through so much. It just feels right. You know, sometimes you watch a season and it's like, oh yeah, that was always going to be the team. This season was about them. It was their story. And the Suns certainly have a story. I mean, Chris Paul joined some young guys. They had the bubble, 8-0 last year. So, I mean, they have a story too. I just think everything the Bucks have been through and Giannis and Middleton and then stepping up at the exact right time. And Giannis hyperextended his knee. That was not even 2 weeks ago, right? How is he even playing and playing as well as he is? So your starters did not change last night. I still wonder if they should start Connaughton over PJ Tucker and go with that lineup right away. Go with Brook, Holiday, Middleton, Giannis, and Pat, and bring PJ off the bench. PJ, he's out there for defensive reasons, really. And he's been very good in these playoffs. Now, last night he was very frustrated with himself. He had 5 personal fouls, including he fouled a jump shooter 3 times, I think they said at one point, when he fouled Devin Booker on a 3. He's got to watch that. He had no points. He had 5 boards. The way that he scraps for balls, come on, guys. The way that he scraps for rebounds, both on the offensive and defensive glass, you need that out there. You almost can't imagine him not being out there. So that's why he's out there. You would like him to rein it in on the fouls a little bit, but he does play so hard. Brook was the other big guy that started. He only plays 19 last night. He had some foul trouble early. Did get to the free throw line a few times, was effective there. Took 5 threes, missed them all. So it wasn't the best night for Brook Lopez. Your big three, of course, Giannis, we've talked about him. 11 for 19, 26 points, 14 boards, 2 blocks, including like the greatest one ever. Chris Middleton, 15 of 33. 3 for 8 from 3. I wanted him to take more. He had 40 points. Middleton had 40 points. Remember, he may have a bad game in game 5. The guy's streaky. But any of you in your wildest dreams that have been Middleton haters, he had 40 points in an NBA Finals game. If we haven't stopped, this guy is on your team. Root for him. What more do you want? You want him to be Devin Booker? Sorry. He's Chris Middleton. James Christian Middleton. The missing piece for the USA if they're going to grab gold in the Olympics. Jrue Holiday, I just don't even know. I mean, it's remarkable. Over 5 from 3. So maybe, like, you watch Jrue Holiday, and I think it was Mike that called in. And you guys can, too. 414-799-1250. I mean, are we a little hungover from last night? Are we a little tired? Are we fading here? You guys got that Bucks lust still, right? 799-1250. If Holiday is, you know, defending Paul so hard, and for a while they did put him on Booker because Booker in the third quarter was just on a tear, just on a mission. So they threw Holiday on him for a while, put Middleton on Paul. If he's 0 for 5 from 3 because his legs are giving out from his defense, okay, all right. But the amount that he is missing at the rim again, I've just never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. He's not, like, what is this? And it's not, oh, it's Drew Bledsoe or, you know, four second round picks for this or Max. Drew Holiday is a very good player, deserving of everything the Bucks traded for him, deserving of every penny that the Bucks are paying him. He's a very good player. To miss the kind of shots he's missing is just absurd. And then with the bench last night, as we go through the guys and how they contributed real quick, Portis, high energy, 20 points, or 20 minutes rather, 3 points, just 1 for 6. He did make a 3, missed all the rest of his shots. Defensively, the Suns see him and they think, chow time. They're not worried about him defensively. Jeff Teague had 11 minutes. He did go to the line. Jeff Teague, I'm gonna give a congratulations to Jeff Teague. You just need to be in there. If you're going to be the one in there, you need to be in there to give Holiday or Middleton or whoever. You're in there to give those other guys rest and don't do anything stupid. Don't shoot, basically, with Jeff Teague. Pass the ball. Find the open man. You drove and went to the free throw line. That's acceptable. So if that's Jeff Teague, if Jeff Teague's just going to be point guard, never shoot, okay. We might have something there.
Yeah, I mean, you just literally need him to give those guys a rest. You don't need him going out there and thinking that he's going to change the game.
You just need him out there so they can rest and it's not 4-on-5.
Basically.
You need him to be a warm body.
Basically, yeah. Like, you just need him to go out there and play an even couple minutes so that way you can get your guys some rest. The problem is when he goes out there and he suddenly thinks he's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, don't let him shoot. Don't shoot, because if he shoots and he misses, well, then when guys shoot and they miss, they're going to be like, I know I can. If I just shoot at it again, I can make it. And then if he shoots it and makes it, you know, that was like the Eric Bledsoe problem. You didn't want Eric Bledsoe to shoot. You didn't want him to make his first shot because that meant he was going to take 10 more that were going to be bad because he was going to have that confidence. And then the other guy that played a plus 21 on the night, if you're into that sort of thing, best on the team, 11 points, 9 boards, 3 threes, including a monster one to give the Bucks a lead at 97-95, Pat Connaughton. Pat Connaughton in these playoffs, if we knew that this was Pat Connaughton, nobody would have any problem with him ever. Nobody would have any problem with his minutes. Nobody would have any problem with how the Bucks negotiated against themselves to pay him. Pat Connaughton has been an unsung hero of these finals. And if you guys want to line up and apologize to him, you know, I dog this guy all the time. I rip on him all the time. They don't win that game last night without Pat Connaughton. Huge. So if you need an apology, sir, I will give you one. The rest of the bench was the rest of the bench. They didn't go 11 deep. No Thanasis, but also no Bryn Forbes. No Bryn Forbes, who has kind of been iced out of the rotation at this point. And we'll see. I was thinking if you're going to use him, you need him in like game 5 when the Suns are going to be effective and taking. We can imagine lots of threes. They'll have the home rims again, the home, you know, backdrop. So you might need him in game 5. I don't think he's completely played out of the rotation, but he did not play last night. And then the other guy, you know, do we give an apology to or not, is Coach Mike Budenholzer. And, what's that? A commercial break? 799-1250. Now we'll keep it right here. We'll get out to Joe. Joe is in Racine. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Bart. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
I'm feeling just like that. I'm feeling great today. I want to make a couple points and then maybe ask a question. We in the first quarter, we shot horrible, and it's because we were jacking up threes. So I guess that's my only negative on the game. And with Coach Bud, like, come on, man. You got to tell your players, stop shooting those threes because they're not going down. We shot like 30% in the first quarter, and that kind of put us in a hole. But other than that, man, I'm feeling great. And my question to you is, can you play a little Bucks Lust so we can get the people going today, Bart? Have a good day.
I'll get you some Bucks Lust. And this, again, is Eddie J. Lemberger. And I think the song is finally, Joe, thanks for the call, picking up a little more steam. It was Eddie's birthday yesterday. So a great win for Eddie.
Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
Got Bucks lust. Happy birthday, Ed.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. We vibe supreme virtuosity. A supernatural.
Eddie, you better be at the parade.
Of stealth, power,
give him his own float. Just bring your car. Just drive into it. That's actually what I might do. Screw trying to watch it. I might just bring my car and drive in the parade.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Slap a Bucks.
Got Bucks lust.
I'll dress up in a suit.
Got Bucks lust.
And I'll slap a Bucks logo on my car, like a decal. I'll shave my face. I'll look like any ticket rep they have, so why not? Actually, I'm probably a little older. There was one Bucks event I went to where all their ticket rep guys came down. It was like an army of 23-year-old dudes. It was like an army of them. It's like, oh my God. They all look like clones. I was scared. I got afraid a little bit. There's a little Bucks lust for you. Yeah, the first quarter, they jacked up a bunch of threes. And in the second quarter, then they didn't. And they had a better second quarter than the first. Amazing. 414-799-1250. Artie is in Cudahy. What's up, Artie?
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, young man.
Late night last night for you, probably.
Yeah, so I stayed up till about 12:45. I had to rewatch the game a bunch. I was watching press conferences. I couldn't get enough of it.
Do you do the early bird dinner, like a 4:30 dinner, to get ready for the game, or what?
No, last night I did a frozen pizza at 7:30. Yeah, so I was doing pretty good. Put a little, it was a Jax, put a little Jardiniere on there.
Right.
And then just like basically, you know, I don't like I use ranch on my pizza, but it's not like a little cup where I just dip it. I basically put it in a pool of ranch and then take it out and eat it. Yeah, I love ranch.
Good for you. If it's not Jax, it's not the right pizza, so there you go.
Well, as long as it's not Orv's. Orv's is, I call it cardboard's because it tastes like paper.
They won't be a sponsor for the show soon, I imagine that.
Well, I should just stop. Yeah, I love Jax, I love Palermo's, I love Roma, and you know what? Hell, I love Orv's if I'm drunk enough.
Okay, good, that's good to know. So, the reason I'm calling in is, like, listening to some of the calls this morning, and I know the last call I made a comment about, like, poor choices. I actually think I've called in and I've questioned some of the Bud choices. I thought Bud coached a good game. Like, they stopped taking threes. That message comes from him. But the really big thing I wanted to call about is what makes somebody a superstar. That beginning of the game, anybody that's ever watched a Bucks game knows, like, Giannis isn't right. Something's wrong. What's going on here? Doesn't look a normal self. And then even as the game went on, it wasn't his greatest game ever. But isn't that what makes him a superstar? I think he had 26, 14, 6, and then those two blocks. Like, and he didn't even seem like he played well, and he had an amazing stat line. The elevation of his game is, like, beyond what I can comprehend when he has a stat line and a performance like that. And I'm like, wow, he actually didn't even play that great. He didn't play like I thought he would play, like some of the 40-point games he's put in. That classic Middleton game was absolutely needed. I think Bud's gotten Brooks minutes figured out. And the last piece I have is, like, I can't say enough about Pat's timely shooting. Like, unreal. Just an amazing job. That three in the corner was much needed. Giannis with the perfect pass. I feel like we push the chips in. We go for it at game five. And you just never know. Maybe it actually could be Bucks in six. Thanks.
I know. We're so close, Artie. Thanks for the call. That this is the point. Like, we're in the NBA Finals, and I think we're all. I mean, I see. It's still. It's like still cool. It is. Don't be hardened about that. It is still cool. We haven't been here. It's cool in 50 years. But then you think about, oh, we could win the finals. And when your brain starts going there, it's just like, I don't think I can comprehend it at this point. It's just, I don't know if I can. 799-1250, this segment brought to you by Indeed, where they go beyond the resume. 135 skills tests to help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit. David is in Milwaukee. What's up, David?
Good morning. What a great day for a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good. I'd say it's up there.
It is great to see Batman and Robin come alive again with Middleton showing up again and doing what he can, quieting all those Middleton haters because he's really been a player during these playoffs.
Yeah, we just need to be on the brink of elimination and then he'll show up.
Hey, that's it. But teamwork's working out. I mean, look at Pat Connaughton. Everyone thinks he's the coach's nephew and he's out there doing everything he can to tip in balls, shoot threes, and make that extra play. So Pat's really come around too.
So how are we feeling, David?
Oh, you know, this is just the best day in the world, you know? I mean, we're back to 2-2 now.
How are we feeling about Saturday? Are we thinking about Saturday yet, or are we still just living in the moment?
We're still living in the moment, I think. You know, Saturday's right there. These guys need rest right now. I think the team was tired. Giannis was tired. And the team really picked them up yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ed.
That's David, 414-799-1250. You can be next. Go back to Artie, Giannis. Giannis, 26 points, 14 boards, 8 assists. If any other Buck had that, do you know how much we'd be, like, celebrating that? Middleton had 40 last night. But any other game, if Middleton has those numbers, 26, 14, and 8, if Drew had those numbers, I mean, it'd be like, wow, this Giannis has those numbers, and He's so good. Giannis is so good. Imagine the series without him. They thought they were gonna be without him for a full year.
Yeah, I mean,
now look at him.
Giannis is out here going for that stat line that you just read off, and we're out here saying, well, he didn't have it last night. Middleton really had to carry the team. That's how good Giannis is.
I know, and he was 26, 14, and 8. He had the massive block on Ayton. One thing that Giannis did, and I don't think it was by design, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or if he was told to do it on purpose. Down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the Suns still had fouls to give before the bonus, and Giannis would drive and get fouled. And then if he had taken the shot, you know, he could have made the shot, but if he had taken the shot, it would have been a shooting foul. But a couple of times, he chose to pass. He got fouled. Once you get fouled, and then it's the next motion. So he got fouled, and then if he would have shot it, it would have been a shooting foul. He'd be at the line. We all know Giannis can struggle at the line. But Giannis passed it a couple of times to keep possession with the Bucks to maybe give them a better shot, whether it was a two or a three. I don't know if that was just coincidental or by design or on purpose or just an accident, but that I think that was important. If you rewatch the last 5 minutes of that game, watch for when Giannis gets fouled. And then he passes it out, so he's not going to the line. He's keeping possession within the Bucks so that they can maybe get a better shot. Because a Middleton shot at that point is going to be more effective, even the shot attempt, than two Giannis free throws. You know, Giannis at the line last night, 4 of 8, it's 50%. And he's had his struggles. I don't know if you're aware of that. But I just thought that was an interesting thing in the game, too. Mike is in Waukesha. Let's keep it going. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I got a small amount of voice left after screaming at the TV last night, but it was well worth it. And I'm telling you, it's utterly fantastic. And to even it up is great. Kicking ahead to Saturday, why not? I think we can keep going on this thing. And you know what with the Bucks, you know, we all get frustrated, and I especially do with kind of like parts of the game where they didn't come out strong yesterday in the beginning. They didn't come out in the second half well. But these guys have like a confidence that they're just going to make the plays at the right time. And you look at a guy like Holiday, he had a really bad game overall, except at the end. The guy had a key rebound, a key basket when we needed it. And of course, Giannis's block. But I'll leave it at this, guys. And I like to go back to the refs. What was with the two non-calls against Booker? Those were just a joke. And he should have been out of the game earlier than he was. But we persevered. And he got his, and the rest of the Suns didn't. And that's what you want to do. But I'm ecstatic. It's fantastic.
It just feels so good. Yeah, Mike, your voice. It sounds good. It sounds good. See ya. It sounds good. We got that supreme virtuosity going. That Bucks lost. Not that I care. But Bucks Lust is expanding to other outlets. All right? Other TV and radio outlets are picking up Bucks Lust. And I do care about that for Eddie Lemberger. It's good for him. The song needs to pick up for him. And I don't monitor other stations much. One thing I'll do is, what was going on? Why? What was this Rodgers is coming to Milwaukee thing last night? Why were we doing that? What are we doing? He was never going to show up. Anyone that spent a second on that wasted their time. I'm wasting your time right now. Well, that's not a good way to go into a tease, but I'll figure it out. More coming up. Some heavy hitters on the line. Next. Power strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.